Hi everyone. Welcome back to my podcast, Love and Courageous. I'm your host, Demetris. And today I'll be speaking about Aaliyah Anders and also the TikTok ban. Last year in December, in Texas, the city of Lufkin, a woman called the police about two men kicking the apartment door. So police officer Lauren Nick responded to the call and arrived at the apartment complex, which was named the Great Oaks Apartment. So Officer Lauren Nick was walking around the apartment complex and then decided to ring the doorbell, but walked away from the door, searched the area, but then Aaliyah Anders came out, and she came out the door with a gun. So there is a video out there, and in the video, it shows that the officer rung the doorbell, but then back farther away from the door, and Aaliyah came out and said, "Hey," but then she pointed a gun and she said, "Get the F away from my door before I mother effing shoot you." And then the officer is seen backing up, but then shoots Aaliyah. Now, the police officer, Lauren Nick, started treating Aaliyah Anders until the paramedics arrived, and she also called the dispatch about the shooting. Aaliyah Anders later passed away at the hospital, and she was the person who made the 911 call. The officer, Lauren Nick, was not injured at all, but she was placed on leave. And the Texas Rangers is continuing to investigate the shooting and the two men that were kicking Aaliyah Anders' door still has not been found. And so that is all the information that is told at the moment. But I really don't have much to say about this because I'm stuck between the two. I will say, number one, I feel like Aaliyah, I do think that she thought it was the guys. That's why she pulled the gun, because I don't know if anybody saw the video, but the officer backed like really far away from the door. And I'm trying to figure out why on earth did the officer move away from the door the way she did. Like, you rung the doorbell, so I felt like she should have been closer to the door. But it was also pitch black outside, so in the video when Aaliyah said, "Hey," but then she pulled her gun out, I don't think she knew it was a police officer. I don't think she did, because she was the one that called 911, so I mean, I don't think she would act like that towards the officer. I'm a little stuck between the two at this one, because I feel like the officer shouldn't have been far away, but also, I don't know what Aaliyah was thinking, but it's like, but I feel like, I don't know, maybe the officer should have said, like, put the weapon down, or, you know, like, just taser or something. I think it was most definitely, it seems like it was most definitely a misunderstanding, but I don't know. Like I said, like, if you've seen the video, you can make your own opinion on it, but that's all I have to say about it. But now I'm going to get into the TikTok ban. On March the 13th, the House passed a bill to ban TikTok. Now, however, they are giving the owner of TikTok, whose name is ByteDance, two options: to sell TikTok or to lose access to the app stores. So the owner of TikTok, ByteDance, has 6 months to make a decision. And the lawmakers have been trying to ban TikTok for a little while because they are saying that it threatens national security because the Chinese government could use TikTok to spy on people in America or weaponize it to covertly influence the U.S. public by suppressing certain content. Now, TikTok has stated that they will deny requests from the Chinese government for people in America data. Now, however, people that use TikTok can continue to use it until the Senate makes a decision. Now, however, there is no date yet of when the Senate will vote on the TikTok bill. Now, a lot of people that are against the TikTok bill are saying that it goes against the First Amendment rights of the people that use TikTok by taking away a platform they use to express themselves or communicate or get information. Now, if the Senate passes the bill, then it has to be given to President Biden and he'll have to sign it for the band to become a law. And if this happens, it will be illegal to use the app. Now, the TikTok CEO did say on March the 14th, they will challenge the bill. So the owner of TikTok, ByteDance, and the CEO are saying that they are going to challenge this bill and take this to court. So if they take this to court, this can extend the bill from actually going into effect. So people will actually be able to use TikTok a lot longer than the 6 months that the House is giving TikTok to sell or for the app to be banned. So there's no really time frame on this when exactly it will go into effect, the bill. And I'm just going to give my little opinion on this. I personally just feel like I'm not understanding why they're trying to ban TikTok. In my opinion, I think they're just trying to ban it because TikTok has a lot of information on it. Like, especially when it comes to the true history of America, like the Black history, most definitely. And also, there'd be like some of these little, I guess, animation TikToks. And it'd be speaking on like the government and like the inflation in America. So I do think that TikTok, it has a lot of information on it now. However, everybody use TikTok differently. Some people use it for dancing or cooking or however they feel to use it. And that is literally like one of the most used like social media. So, but also I don't think they like the fact that some of these people are making money off of TikTok, but that's just my opinion. Cause I really personally don't see why they're trying to ban this. So now I just hope that the Senate, they don't vote to ban TikTok, but we're going to see how this plays out. Like I said, the TikTok CEO and the owner are going to take this to court. They're prepared. So I hope they do. Because, I mean, for the House to, you know, try to ban it and try to blame it on the Chinese government, which I personally don't think is true. I feel like there's a reason behind it on why they're really trying to ban it. We're going to see
how this play out. But now I'm going to get into the Black History Month fact for today. In 1865, on November the 22nd, the state of Mississippi legislature passed an act to regulate the relation of master and apprentice as relates to the freedmen, free Black people, and mulattoes. Now under the law, sheriff, and justice of the peace, they were authorized and required to identify all Black children that were minors in their jurisdiction who are orphans or who parents cannot take care of them. And once these kids were found, the local court was required to apprentice the Black kids to white masters or mistresses until the girls were 18 years old and the boys were 21. Now, after the economic devastation of the Civil War, a lot of southern states had to rebuild the economy. And during this time, the white male population has dropped. And by wartime, the emancipation had freed the formerly enslaved Black labor that had built the entire region. Now, some southern states' legislators have passed race-specific laws to establish new forms of labor relations between Black workers and white employers. But this law was passed basically to keep slavery going. Basically, it recreated the enslaved conditions of involuntary servitude. And also, the law did not require white employers to pay the children they hired. Now, however, the law did require them to pay the county a fee for the apprentice arrangement. The law claimed to require white masters to provide their apprentices with education, food, clothing, and medical care. But the law also reinstituted a lot of features that came from slavery. For example, the children's former enslavers were given first opportunity to hire those formerly enslaved by them. And also, this law authorized the masters to recapture any black children who left their employment without consent and threaten the children with criminal punishment for refusing to return to work.
That is all for today. For my next episode, my topic will be about women of color suffragists who goes unnoticed. So thank you all for listening to my podcast, and I hope you all have a lovely day.
Thank you.